This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Sheely, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. You might want to write that down. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Norman Sheely, medical doctor, is with us live from Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Sheely, are there any things that you'd like to bring up before I go through this list of items that I have?
Well, did you get the, I don't think I sent it forwarded to you, but did you get the one about insects disappearing?
Well, I didn't. I have read that story, and that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about. I'm glad you've mentioned that. This is very disconcerting.
Of course. We literally depend upon insects.
Yes, because of the food chain. You know, the bigger insects eat the smaller insects. The insects eat the cow poop, and they help decompose the cow poop. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, these cows lay these cow patties everywhere on our farm, and then within a couple of days, you've got these dung beetles that are eating the cow poop. And then you're absolutely right. And of course, there's pollination. Yes.
That's the big one, right?
Absolutely. And, well, the bottom line is, well, why don't you tell us what the bottom line is, Dr. Sheely?
Poison is poison. If it's killing the insect, it's killing us.
Yes. Yes.
That simple.
Yeah. And the article that I'm looking at, Dr. Sheely, is TheGuardian.com. Headline, Plummeting Insect Numbers Threaten Collapse of Nature. Insects could vanish within a century at the current rate of decline, says Global Review. Why are insects in decline, and can we do anything about it? And the answer is yes, we can, because we've caused this, in my opinion. Would you agree with that, Dr. Sheely? That
absolutely.
We mm-hmm. Where do you think the origin of some of the collapse of insect populations is coming from? Where do you see it?
In my opinion, it started with DDT back in the in World War II.
Yes.
I mean, it was sprayed everywhere.
Yeah, people were even doused with DDT. Well, let's get those, you know, let's disinfect you from louse and just spray people with DDT. No mask, no respirators, just let's give them a good dusting. Yeah, then what happened?
Banned in this country, but still is used some places in the world and imported back into the country on produce, like all the poisons that we occasionally, rarely ban.
Mm-hmm. And from my memory,
worse.
From my memory, DDT does not decompose in less than a couple of decades, if I'm not mistaken. It takes a long time.
Well, even a day is too long for my opinion.
Yes, yes. And so we have killed bugs. And if you think about it, class, and I'm sure this happened to many of us. How many of you had butterfly nets when you're a child. How many? And, you know, catch a butterfly, and, you know, monarch butterflies. You'd see them, and you could look at them, and they'd be in the yard. How many butterflies do you see today? Not too many. How many flies? You know, we used to have a lot of flies. Being a cattle farm, there'd be flies everywhere. Don't see very many flies anymore. Literally, we don't see very many flies anymore. And we used to have bees. How about the bugs on the windshields? You drive along, and, you know, your windshield will be covered with bugs. Is that the case anymore? I don't think so. How about the birds, the squirrels, the chipmunks, the rabbits? Where'd they go? Is it somewhere at your farm?
To Tonto.
But there aren't very many, right?
No, it's markedly decreased.
So decreased, class, that it's quite obvious to those of us who are farmers. And Tonto is Dr. Shealy's dog and family member. And so he catches, you know, some wild animals. And that's what they do. That's what dogs do. But I'm looking at, okay, according to this article, it says that we're looking at a 2.5% annual loss over the last 25 to 30 years in insects. That's an enormous amount.
That means between 60 and 70 some odd percent.
Correct. Correct. And I also think, Dr. Shealy, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, not only is it the insecticides. Well, heck, you know, we are, Monsanto has Roundup Ready seeds so that the bugs cannot eat the harvest. So that's absolutely killing the ecosystem as well. I mean, no question about it. So we have fewer bugs, and we think that's great. We think that's wonderful. You know, less bugs in our food. Yeah, that's great. Except we need the bugs. We absolutely need the bugs. And then we add to that the electromagnetic radiation. And I believe, and it's going to be very difficult for someone to convince me otherwise, Dr. Shealy, that the electromagnetic radiation, the wavelengths of these high-frequency cell tower radiations, I believe are confusing the navigation system of bees.
Wow.
I really believe
that. I'm not surprised.
Because they have little antennas. They have little antennas, which would be roughly between an eighth of a wavelength and maybe a quarter of a wavelength of the frequency of the electromagnetic radiation from the 2.4 gigahertz cell communications. So we have in our homes, not my home, I'm sure not your home, but other homes, I shouldn't be using our. I mean, sometimes I say the word our as in collectively, and I don't mean it. I mean there, in their homes, they have these Wi-Fi routers. So if you live in a neighborhood, and you all mow your grass and you put weed and feed on your lawn to, you know, kill the bugs, and then you have your network routers and your internet routers and you're blasting Wi-Fi throughout your house that can be picked up from many houses across the neighborhood, those electromagnetic frequencies are leaving your house, going outside where the bugs like to be and like to live. And I think you're confusing the bugs with gotta have wireless. It's too hard. Heck, it's too hard, Dr. Shealy, to have a computer printer with a wire connected from the computer to the printer. And it's too hard to have a wire from the mouse to the computer, and it's too hard to have a wire or a cable from the keyboard to the computer, and it's too hard to have a wire from the computer to the router. So let's do it all wirelessly. And heck, while we're at it, let's do the TV at the same time. Let's make that wireless. And you know what? We need a smart refrigerator, because we're not smart enough to know whether something is going bad in our refrigerator or not. So let's have the refrigerator tell us. And communicate to our phone.
And that would be to your phone, not mine. And I know it's not to your phone either.
Right. Right. Dr. Shealy, it's upsetting. It's upsetting because the GDP is allowing this. And when I say GDP, I'm talking about the generally dumb public. And I'm convinced that they're getting dumber by the second.
Well,
in the studio where I am right now.
In the long run, however, mm-hmm. although the public does have a potential for changing, it is the concerted evil of the government itself that allowed it all to start and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the government should never have allowed poisons to be widespread like this.
Well, we were mistaken, Dr. Shealy. You, I, and so many others. Initially, we thought, we were trained in the public training camps that government is our friend. Government is here to protect us. Government serves us. Government really wants the best for our people and our country. We were taught that the police were here to protect and serve. And we've been finding out in a rude awakening that none of that is true. None of that's true. The Federal Communications Commission, and I'm going to use a word, and I'd like to describe this word a little bit more. Some people might say it's been taken over by corporate interests. I won't say it's been taken over. I would say it's captured. Captured.
Well, that has been true for, I suspect, at least 110 years.
Well, I'm talking about just the Federal Communications Commission has been captured.
Right, but I'm talking about the government in general being taken over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When Woodrow Wilson sold out and sold the country, essentially, mm-hmm. the Committee of 300 in bringing in the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, 1913.
That was the real beginning of the end of independent and somewhat wise government. Although if we look back at what happened even before that, the unbelievable stupidity of the government in wiping out the Indian nations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's no question. I totally agree with you. So what we've done is we've killed many birds and reptiles and amphibians and fish. You know, fish eat insects too. So we're taking away the food source. We're taking away our food source by our own ignorance, by letting the government corporations get in bed with industry, or letting industry get in bed with government corporations and destroy the planet, including but not limited to nuclear power generation. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email MATT at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. NormShealy.com. So we're talking about insects and the insects collapse and, well, birds eat insects. There are more than 350,000 species of beetle. And many of them have declined. Especially the dung beetle, the one that I've been talking about here on the farm. And that's absolutely true. We have seen a dramatic collapse in the number of dung beetles. And, you know, I don't want to be gross here on the air, but it's really simple. The cows poop. They make these patties, these brown patties across the fields. And then within days, hundreds, maybe thousands of dung beetles will just appear in the cow pies. And they will just start to fall apart and disintegrate and become fertilizer. And we depend on the dung beetles to do that. And then what about the flies, the ants, the aphids, the shield bugs, and the crickets? What about them?
You know what decreased most in my garden? Ladybugs.
Worms. Ladybugs. Yeah.
I remember buying some about 15 or more years ago, but even those have just essentially, and I don't use any poison.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not you. Yeah. It's everything around you.
I know. It's the air and the water and government.
Mm-hmm. I had a chat with friends of the family over the weekend. And they were talking about GMO wheat. And they had stored some pasta for years many years, and they were thinking that they should switch to non-GMO pasta and organic. And I made the statement, well, but now rain from the sky has glyphosate in it. So you're going to get glyphosate in your organic wheat. And there's no way around it.
Yeah, the only way you could have something organic is to have a totally air-filtered, controlled greenhouse or underground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I guess the statement I made was, I don't know if it's better to have organic, certified organic, versus wheat that was grown and made into pasta 7 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't know.
No,
I don't have
we can't figure that one out. We know how bad it is. We can't tell you how to get it, make it good.
Right, right. Dr. Shealy, I'm taking a page out of your book, and I'm writing a book, and I've already started writing this book, and the book will be on the, let's call it Lessons from Vinny. And the book has all kinds of things in it. And I just wanted to run one of the items by you. And it'll be about plumbing, electrical. And this is the way I do things, which is not necessarily the way others do things. But this is the book of 67 years of my experiences, learning how to do things better, faster, smarter, more durable. So it's plumbing, heating, electrical, food, clothing, automobiles, farming, electronics, entertainment, off-grid, buying furniture, communications, gas versus diesel, guns, decision-making, computers, home design, how to buy a farm, flooring, toilets, insurance, septic systems, negotiating. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's like
an encyclopedia.
Hundreds. It is. It's an encyclopedia of how I do things. And I wanted to share with you one of the things in this book. And I even have recipes, you know, my favorite recipes. And I call this one Vincent's Survival Soup. Now, the reason I call it Survival Soup is because you can buy cans from the store with the ingredients for the Survival Soup. And it will keep for quite a while. And I'd like to hear what you think of the health aspects of this particular, very easy to make, 3 minutes to make it, survival soup, when we come back. Dr. Noam Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Fanelli.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
Meanwhile, talks aimed at preventing another federal government shutdown appear to have broken down. Reports are Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting how many people could be detained by ICE. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
PC,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shiela is with us, and I've mentioned that I'm writing a book, and it has items like tire rotation, buying tires, buying a spare wheel, raising chickens, how to buy a tractor, roof pitch, types of fencing, raising animals, all kinds of things. And one of the areas is some recipes. And here's a recipe, Dr. Shuley, which I'd love to have your medical opinion on in terms of nutrition and what you think of this. So I'm calling this Vincent's Survival Soup. And it's made with mostly cans of ingredients. It contains, it's spinach soup, spinach and potato soup. One can, which is about 13 ounces of cooked spinach. One about 14 or 15 ounce can of potatoes, a quarter teaspoon of crushed red pepper, a can of water, one sliced clove of garlic, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, and then you just heat that in a saucepan until it's, you know, almost boiled, and then you can serve it. Now, if you need to extend it for more people, you can add another can of potatoes. What are your thoughts on that as a survival type soup?
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, it makes me salivate.
Okay. Do you think? Well, it's quite excellent, and you can adjust the amount of crushed red pepper to taste. You can add more or less, but it's quite excellent. I'm not trying to brag. It's just I've come across this, and why? Because I wanted to eat something that was healthy and not be full of pasta. And there, it's getting more difficult to avoid wheat. So that's where this came from. And you can store potatoes for years in cans, and the same with spinach. Keep them cool at a stable temperature. And both those cans will last a long time. As compared to spending more money on freeze-dried foods, this won't last as long, obviously, but it's way less expensive. And it's easy to do. So those are my thoughts. Any other comments before we get into health questions, Dr. Shealy?
No, sounds good.
Okay. Sharon in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Good morning. I have to agree with you on soups. You can can them, but also if you don't have a freeze-dried, you can always just dehydrate a lot of your vegetables. If you just keep them in a dry jar, I had some dehydrated and it was just an outside shed. Of course, we're in Montana, so you wouldn't do it down south where it's humid. But they lasted like 10 years, and you can make soups from that, too, real easily.
I've got a question for you. Sharon. We've got some kale, and we bought kale. And we've tried dehydrating with olive oil and a little bit of salt and pepper. Can you just dehydrate kale in a dehydrator?
Yeah, I wouldn't even add oil. Oil's going to go rancid. I take kale because I tend to grow too much of that stuff. And I shred it a little bit, just make strips of it, kind of small shred, kind of like the idea of coleslaw, but probably bigger strips. And I throw it on my dehydrator tray or air dehydrate. I've got one of those little solar ones. And then I just crush it and put it in a jar, and I add it to things like my spaghetti if I make it, or lasagna, or any kind of soups. You can just throw a little bit in, and you're kind of sneaking in a bunch of veggies that way.
And okay, so that would be the
soups and stuff, everything.
Yeah, so it would be the consistency of, let's say, parsley, right, when you're done.
Yeah, whatever. I just cut it small. You can dry it in big slabs, too, big leaves, but it just goes quicker if you shred it and it dries more evenly. I just take a knife and slice it, you know what I mean? So it'll fluff up a little better. And I cut out, it got on the large side, I cut out the hard part, the kind of coarse stem a little bit down by the bottom if it's real thick. But you actually wouldn't have to, because when you crush it up, it all turns into little pieces anyway. But you can do that. Or you just leave it in flakes and throw it into your soup, and I think it would retain. I just haven't done that. You can store a whole lot in a pint or quart jar by dehydrating it and turning it into a bit of a powder. And it's really handy. You can throw it in all kinds of food. But my question was a couple things. One's just a random question that I thought Dr. Shitty probably could answer. I've managed to get to 62 years old, and I find it's a bugger to get up off the floor if you're sitting down on the floor. And I actually work out 3 times a week. Now, I'm not one of the buff and tough people, but I've been doing this for almost 2.5 years now, so I'm not, like, wimpy weak. You know what I mean? I can lift weights and do all kinds of stuff. So I'm curious, why is it so hard to get up from the floor? And I watch a bunch of my peers having the same problem.
Well, it sounds as if some of the muscles in your hip flexors, et cetera, are weak. Now, have you got your shoes on?
Well, not at the moment. I'm wearing house slippers.
Good. Okay. Take your right hand and take your slippers off and take your right hand and first tap very firmly, tap on the back of your left hand.
Oh, well, I got the phone down. Okay. Right hand, tap on the left of my... Say that again. I'm sorry.
Tap on the back of your left hand with your right hand. Then reach down and tap on the left top of your left foot and see if the vibratory feeling is as strong in your feet as it is in your hands.
I would think so. It feels about the same.
Okay, now do both feet. If they both are the same, you probably do not have neuropathy. This is a do-it-yourself test.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny one to do. No, they're the same. I don't think you have any neuropathy. But, you know, we get together with a group of other people our age, and if anybody gets down, I notice the vast majority of them have a hard time getting back up. You have to hold on a piece of furniture or something. And I'm going, what happened here? You know, just getting older stuff seems to have these interesting side effects.
There's a wonderful book called Stretch Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
It gives you specific workouts for every muscle group in your body.
Okay.
And it sounds to me as if you need some extra attention to those particular muscles. You know, if they have hip flexors, extensors that are...
Yeah, I might have to look into that then. Yeah, because I do a lot of the machines, and I do the treadmill and the bike, and I added the stair climber because I found climbing stairs was getting harder, so I started adding that to the workout. But my other more serious question, I was just thought you might know because I know you're an older age too. What is your take on mammograms? Do you find them useful and necessary or not? And maybe how often?
Well, personally, I think they suck. And I'm about to
really?
I believe that if you regularly, with your fingers, when you're taking your bath or whatever, you know, gently feel both breasts very thoroughly, you will pick up anything long before a mammogram will. And as long as you don't find any not a lump, a hard spot, or unusual tender spot in either breast, I wouldn't worry about a mammogram personally.
Uh-huh. I was just curious because I was working at a homeless warm-up type event with a lady, and she works in a mammogram place, and she was explaining how that the newest mammogram machines, which we actually happen to have in this area, don't have even as much radiation as if you were to take a trip in an airplane for quite a ways. You wouldn't get near the radiation through the mammogram, and I was kind of curious what you thought, because I do have a friend who, through a mammogram, they caught a small lump at the back near breastbone, and it was super highly one of those real aggressive cancers, and they were able to remove it, and she's doing fine about 10 years later. But I was just kind of curious because I do think that sometimes they diagnose things and make it a little more critical than it maybe would be. You know, some of the, like I have a friend who had one, they said it could be, so she had all removed and went through all that, and I'm thinking, well, is it could be or is it? You know what I mean? That was my thinking. But you don't feel that they probably offer any benefits, or just you wouldn't do it, or?
Well, you know, I just don't like the, according to what my daughter told me about mammograms, she felt as if she was, you know, being pressed between two legs, you know, being pressed, squeezed between two legs,
I've had one. They use a hard plastic thing, but yeah, you think you kind of put yourself in a torture chamber a little bit.
My wife never had one in her life.
Uh-huh.
And again, my opinion is if you examine your breasts regularly, you don't need to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was just kind of curious what your take was on it. I've been weighing out pros and cons. I've had them once in a while, but I don't know. I kind of,
Sharon?
My grandma probably had breast cancer, and my aunt for sure did and died of it. So I kind of felt like maybe the pros outweighed any cons, you know, just to be proactive. Yes.
Yeah.
Sharon, I looked into this well over a year ago, and I got mixed results in researching this. 3D mammography is claimed to be better than just two-dimension mammography, 2D.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital claimed that it was about the same radiation level as 2D. And I looked it up, and I found that it's more, and I also found that it's less. So it may actually depend on the equipment that's being used.
Uh-huh.
So it may be two to three times as much, and it may be less than a 2D mammogram. So I would before I got involved in it, I would want to find out what the equipment was, and I'd want to read the specs. And then I'd want to figure out if I trusted the specs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was just wondering, you know, what the take was on it. I've kind of weighed pros and cons, and at this point, I think occasionally, you know, maybe not every year, but that probably the pros outweigh the cons, especially given there's a little bit of that history in my family. But I was just kind of wondering what, especially Dr. Shealy's take, and I didn't know you'd researched it, so I'm real interested in that, too. But anyway, well, I'll let you get back to the show. I was just kind of curious on both those things. I thought, well,
before,
you know.
All right, before you go, Sharon, Dr. Mercola's website, mercola.com, says new 3D mammography significantly increases radiation exposure and your risk of radiation-induced cancer. That's what Dr. Mercola's website says. So that's what I found out, too. I found out that it's more and that it's less. And the answer is I don't know.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and I'm so glad that Sharon called in with a question about mammograms. And it sounds to me like Dr. Shealy and Dr. Mercola are in sync with their thoughts. And let me just read something from Mercola.com. And it's about, it says, increasing, well, it says, this new 3D mammography significantly increases radiation exposure and your risk of radiation-induced cancer. Goes on to say, breast cancer has become big business, and a routine mammography is one of its primary profit centers. Mammograms deliver ionizing radiation, which is known to contribute to cancer. New and improved 3D mammograms still require mechanical compression and expose you to even more radiation. While mammograms are touted as the best way to prevent breast cancer death, studies do not support this claim. On the contrary, mounting research shows that routine mammograms harm far more women than they save. A recent study challenges the validity of mammogram screenings, concluding that mammograms have little to no influence in the reduction of the number of women who ultimately die of breast cancer. According to a 2011 meta-analysis, mammography breast cancer screening led to 30% overdiagnosis and overtreatment, which equates to an absolute risk of 0.5%. That's an increased risk of 0.5%. There's also the risk of getting a false negative, meaning that a life-threatening cancer is missed. Cancer screening is not to be misconstrued as a form of cancer prevention. Preventing breast cancer is far more important and powerful than simply trying to detect it after it has already formed. Dr. Shealy, you're...
All the way, Big thoughts? Blue, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of money, time, energy, and life.
And I was reading about... let's see, where is that? Okay. Radiation is a known cause of breast cancer. researchers in the recent years have become concerned about the radiation exposures from medical imaging, particularly CT scans. A 2009 analysis estimated that CT scans cause about 29,000 cancers and 14,500 deaths per year. So going to get it checked out can cause it. That's how I read that, Dr. Shuley. 29,000 cancers a year and 14,500 deaths a year from radiation exposure from the medical village. That's
well,
what I read.
Remember, in July 2000, the JAMA had a major article that the third leading cause of death in the United States is the medical system. They said 225,000 people die because of the medical system.
And it was Dr. Shuley, yeah. Go ahead, please continue.
A book came out not long after that called Death by Medicine, and they said it was grossly underestimated. It was probably closer to 750,000.
Per year?
Yeah.
750K per year.
The patient is signed out as dying of a disease without mentioning that it was aggravated or sped up by the treatment.
Yeah, and our government corporation has done that with wars. For example, in the Vietnam War, instead of listing someone as killed in action, they would say he died of an accident with his Humvee or his vehicle. You know, that's what killed him. The shot through his torso had nothing to do with it. It just that he crashed his Jeep or his Humvee. Yeah, that's changing the cause. Just like President Gerald Ford changed the bullet strikes of President John F. Kennedy, changed the location of the bullets. Check it out. Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.